Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We welcome you to High School Varsity Baseball. We are at Central Catholic High School. Going to be game two of a doubleheader. Central Catholic will be the Big D team on the scoreboard. Benton Central Bison will be the home team. We thank you for tuning in to PutMeInSports.com. They're getting on the diamond right now. They're getting ready to play baseball. Warming up right here for Benton Central, number 11, Justin Tucker. His battery partner, number 10, Brylan Hedden. At first base, number 18, Baylen Holmes. At second base, number 3, Jesse Stout. The shortstop position, number 4, Tyler Clemmy. At third base, number 16, Adrian Torres. In left field, number 2, Ryan Foster. In center field, number 1, Dylan Musser. In right field, number 8, Caleb Kavalowski. And for the Knights will bat like this. Second base, number 12, Owen Munn. Left field, 25, Carter Johnson. Designated hitter, number 16, T.J. Bell. Playing the field in place of T.J. Bell will be number 15, third baseman, Billy Owens. Batting fourth position, center fielder, number 14, Tyler Fox. Batting fifth, the pitcher, number 33, Bryn Robbins. Then batting number 3 as the catcher, Jackson Kane. Then first baseman, number 32, Justin Brady. Batting eighth, the right fielder, number 20, Caden Minnick. And batting ninth, the shortstop, 24, Evan Deanhart. The 3-1 down, they're getting ready for first pitch here in the ballgame. Knights are going to step into bat as the visiting team on the scoreboard. It's going to be number 12, Owen Munn. Knights going to wear the all-white uniform. They've got the navy blue sleeve. 7:57 on the wristwatch. First pitch comes in a strike. No balls, one strike. Stepping back to the rubber, working out of the windup, Justin Tucker. Second pitch, ball low. Count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike. Nobody out. Top of the first batter in the ballgame. Leadoff batter at the dish. 0-1. Ball comes in for ball two. Two balls, one strike. 0-1. Foul ball, right side. Nice dugout. Count goes 2-2. Steps back in, Owen Munn. Justin Tucker. Breaking pitch, just missed. Count goes 3-2. Owen Munn, Justin Tucker. Pitch comes in, foul ball. Got him in the box. Ball stays around home plate. 3-2 once again. On the way from Justin Tucker. Owen Munn leading this game off. First game complete. 11-3 ball game. Second game right here. Doubleheader trying to avoid a rainy day tomorrow. Here comes a 3-2. Foul ball on the ground in front of the third base dugout occupied by Benton Central. 3-2 once again. Owen Munn. Justin Tucker gets it from the windup. Outside a ball. Ball four, his dog to first base. Set to bat for the Knights, 25, Carter Johnson. To play left field in the ballgame. Working from the stretch, Justin Tucker. As those feet just beveled ever so slightly towards first base. They'll play a pickoff move nonchalant to first base. getting back safely, Owen Munn. Carter Johnson steps in, left-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. Justin Tucker, Carter Johnson, and square to Bunn. You'll Bunn it down third baseline. They'll play on him at first base, and they're going to get the out. Mission accomplished on the sacrifice bunt off the bat of Carter Johnson. He pushed it down the left field line, fielded right close to the lip of the grass dirt on the inner part. Timeout on the diamond. Brylan Hedden doing the catching this ball game. Where's number 10? Adrian Torres now playing third base. He got the put out. He got the throw out right there on the bunt by Carter Johnson. Stepping in, one out. TJ Bell. Looking at second base. Looks again. Pitch comes in, low for a ball. One ball, no strikes. TJ Bell. Where's number 16? Going to be the DH to begin this ball game. Peering in, looking at signals from the set. Justin Tucker finishes high. High above the zone. Count goes 2-0. Runner at second base, Owen Munn. Pitches mound, Justin Tucker. CJ Bell in the batter's box. Pitch comes in, take the half swing, one to stop the swing. Ball gets loose from catcher Brylan Hedden. Owen Munn takes third base. Two balls, one strike. One out. Top of the first inning. Benton Central, the home team, here at Gordon Lending Field. Pitch comes in low for a ball. Count goes 3-1. TJ Bell, the batter. One out, third batter in the lineup, TJ Bell. He'll take a swing. He'll drive it to center field. He's going to back him up. Going to make a catch. That's Dylan Musser tagging from third base in to score. Owen Munn. TJ Bell, a sacrifice fly, RBI. Tyler Fox going to step into bat. Where's number 14? Tyler Fox going to play center field in the ballgame. Working from the windup, Justin Tucker. Curveball, breaking pitch, swing and a miss. Base is empty. Two outs, top of the first inning. Central Catholic batting. Be a line drive rope back up the middle. Going to bounce once off the dirt, end up in center field. Be fielded by Dylan Musser. It's off it in to shortstop Tyler Clemmie. Set to bat, Bryn Robbins, number 33. He'll be the pitcher for Central Catholic. He'll step in now with the runner aboard. First base, Tyler Fox, swinging a good bat today. From the set, here's the pitch. Short off the glove. Brylan Hedden. Bryn Robbins steps back in, right-handed batter. Looking over at first base from the set. Tucker, ground ball. He was played by Adrian Torres. Going to go 5-4, get the put out with the field of the fourth out at second base off the bat of Bryn Robbins. At the end of a half an inning, Knights got a hit. No runs committed by Benton Central. It's a 1-0 ball game after one half. Benton Central getting ready to come to the plate. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment since 1955. They're located 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana, 46031. ReynoldsFarmEquipment.com. And now Titus Bakery and Deli, located inside Reynolds Farm Equipment. Titus Bakery and Deli, they're open 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can join them for breakfast and or lunch. You can visit them on the web at TitusBakery.com. Grab a donut or a hot breakfast. Visit Reynolds Farm Equipment along U.S. 31, Northern Hamilton County, and stop in, if only to please your taste buds, at Titus Bakery and Deli. They're throwing the ball around the diamond. On the pitcher's mound for Central Catholic, Bren Robbins. Bren Robbins working on the diamond, bottom of the first inning. Bren Robbins, he's 1-0 on the season. He's pitched 6 innings to this point. He's played in 2 games as the pitcher. He's faced 19 batters. He's thrown 68 pitches. He struck out 12 along the way. 6 of them were looking. So Benton Central getting ready to bat. Bottom of the first inning. First batter in the lineup is going to be Tyler Clemmy. Second ball game here today. These guys probably don't experience a lot of doubleheaders. So they probably don't experience a lot of doubleheaders.
Huh? Yeah. Thank you. I got your buzz down here. We're down in the front corner.
Okay. All right. Down here. All right. They're going to throw the ball around the infield. Put the ball in the glove of Bren Robbins. We're going to see left-handed batter number 4, Tyler Clemmy. Tyler Clemmy, beginning a couple of games ago, he ended game 3 with a .455 batting average. He's batted first for Benton Central. He's stepping in right now. Number 4, Tyler Clemmy. Bren Robbins on the pitcher's mound, number 33, first pitch. Outside edge, called strike. No balls, 1 strike. Tierney here looking at signals. Delivery from Robbins. Ground ball, right side. Right of first base. Foul ball. Trying to glove it right there, Justin Brady. Not mandatory on a foul ball. Count goes 0-2. Working from the windup, both feet on the rubber. Bren Robbins looks at the signals. Here's the pitch. Ground ball. Shortstop. Going to field it. Evan Deanhart. Throw a strong arm across the diamond. He'll get the put out with Justin Brady. 1 out. Bottom of the first inning. Next batter in the lineup. Going to be Jesse Stout. Jesse Stout. Second baseman wears number 3. Jesse Stout, as mentioned, after 3 ball games, a .455 batting average. He scored 5 runs. He got 5 hits, 6 RBI. First pitch to Stout. The drive 1 out of play, right side. Count goes 0-1. Steps back in. Bren Robbins behind the rubber. He'll step on now. Working from the windup. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch right across the dish. Count goes 0-2. Infield playing straight away. Outfield playing him to push the ball right side. Center fielder lined up left to second base. He's going to drive one in the gap. He's going to get the gap. It's going to bounce off the dirt. It's going to go across the fence there. The wall, I should say. Bounce off the wall. And it's going to be a stand-up double off the bat of Jesse Stout. Pretty strong hit right there. Stout gave it a ride. Stepping into bat, number 11, Justin Tucker. Justin Tucker doing the pitching in this ballgame for Benton Central. A step in right-handed batter, righty facing a righty. One out. Runner at second base is Stout. Foul ball back to the screens. No balls, one strike. Right-handed batter, number 11, Justin Tucker. Getting a good lead there at second base is Jesse Stout. Breaking pitch, got the dish, broke away. Pretty good break right there for Bren Robbins. Count goes 0-2. Check second base on the set. Pitch comes in, he'll take it to right field. It's going to be hit pretty much right at Caden Minnick. Caden Minnick going to throw to third base, strong arm from right field. No one hop whatsoever. Billy Owens steals the baseball, but the runner tags from second. Now Jesse Stout at third base. Two outs. Stepping into bat going to be the four-hitter. Number 10, Rylan Hedden. Rylan Hedden going to step in. Batting 357 after three games. This is game five. Going to block it right side. Breaking pitch. Jackson Kane, a good block. Count goes 0-1. Third base, occupying the base is Jesse Stout, working from the set position. Pitch, low for a ball. Count goes 1-1. Steps back in, number 10, Brylan Hedden, playing the catcher position in this ball game. Pitch comes in, breaking pitch. Broke pretty good. Number 10, Brylan Hedden was bailing out. And Bren Robbins had a pretty good breaking pitch right there. Count goes 3-0. Pitch comes in, outside of ball. So Brylan Hedden will head down to first base. Stepping in the bat, number 18, Phelan Holmes, right-handed batter. Stepping in the bat right now. He's a 6 foot, 195 pound sophomore. He's got an RBI and a base hit. Pitch comes in, short hop the glove of Jackson Kane. Another good block by Kane. One ball, no strikes. Runners on the corners for Benton Central. They scored in their first inning, the last game. Here comes the pitch. Inside a ball. One ball, one strike. Looking at signals. Coach Jarrett Hamill getting just a few. Steps back in. Baylen Holmes going to fake a throw to second. They're going to steal second, go uncontested. Won't go in the book as a stolen base. Three balls, no strikes. Peering in, looking at signals, working out the stretch. Now the set position for Robbins. Pitch comes in, strike called. Down goes 3-1. Three balls, one strike. On deck is Dylan Musser, center fielder for Benton Central. Foul back to the screen. Count goes full at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Runners on second and third base. Bottom half of the first inning. Benton Central batting. Breaking pitch, going to break across the dish. They'll get the put out. They'll go down looking. There's three outs. The Knights throw it around the infield, customarily. The Knights going to bat the top of the second inning. going to work on that. And we'll mention this game is also, in part, being sponsored by Century 21 Real Estate. That's Lisa Stokes Bear. Enthusiasm, experience, and she is knowledgeable. Lisa Stokes Bear, real estate agent, real estate broker. Lisa listens. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21 Sheets, serving Hamilton, Tipton, and Madison counties. Since 1997, she'll also help Tippecanoe and Benton Central and Benton counties, specializing in residential and corporate relocations. Contact Lisa by phone or by text message at 317-513-4086. Again, that number is 317-513-4086. Lisa Stokes Bear, a passion to prove her professionalism. Let Lisa surpass your expectations. Throwing the ball around the infield, getting ready to toss one down. Back on the rubber, Justin Tucker. Warming up, pitching from the stretch. They're going to throw one down right now on Brylan Hedden. Frozen rope to the glove of Tyler Clemmy. They'll put the ball back in the glove of Justin Tucker. Stepping into bat for Central Catholic. Going to bat here in the second inning. Top of the second, Jackson Kane going to step in, right-handed batter. First pitch to Kane. Swing and a miss. Took a little bit off of it. Kane was a little bit out in front of it, had to slow his bat speed. Count goes 0-1. Kane steps back in. Pitching from the windup, Justin Tucker. 1 foot on, 1 foot off. Pitch comes in, breaking pitch, broke low, ball one. One ball, one strike. Nobody out, first batter, top of the second inning. Pitch comes in, breaking pitch, got the outside edge, broke away. Count goes 1-2. Looking at signals. Justin Tucker, Jackson Kane. Breaking pitch, broke in there. Going to strike him out. He'll go down looking. One out, the top of the second inning. Stepping into bat, we're going to see number 32, Justin Brady. Justin Brady plays first base for the Knights. To step in. Left-handed batter. Looking at signals. Justin Tucker. Right-handed hurler. Peering in looking a long time at these signals. Justin Brady. Gonna off the glove there. Short off the glove and beer left side picked up by Coach Hamill near the dugout. Count goes 1-0. Justin Brady, lefty. Pitch comes in low once again. Ball two, pretty good velocity from the right hand of Justin Tucker. Becomes a 2-0 pitch. Right across Meridian, about knee high. Strike called. Two balls, one strike. Steps back in. Here comes the pitch from Tucker. Ball low. Count goes 3-1. Three balls, one strike, one out. Knights got one run in the first. It's a one-run ball game. Outside edge, called strike. Count goes full, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Payoff pitch from Tucker. Going to be hit by pitch. A bit inside. Going to get a piece of 32, Justin Brady. He'll jog to first base as if nothing happened. Stepping into bat, number 20, Caden Minnick. They're playing right field today in the ball game, game number 2. Working from the stretch, Justin Tucker. First pitch to Minnick. Breaking pitch across the dish, strike called. Taking signs, third base coach, Coach Tim Bourdonnais. 0-1 count. Pitch comes in, swing and a miss. Probably a breaking pitch right there. Count goes 0-2. Runner aboard for the Knights, Justin Brady, hit by pitch at first base. Try nonchalant pickoff move, first base. Brady gets back. No balls, two strikes. Brady at first. Caden Minnick batting for the Knights. Swing and a miss. Trying to protect the zone. He'll go down swinging. There's two outs. The top of the second inning. Set to step in the box. Shortstop, 24, Evan Deanhart. He closed the last ball game earlier, about 40 minutes ago, 45. Working from the stretch, Justin Tucker. Pickoff move, back safely. A little more velocity on that toss over to first base. Nearly got by the glove of Baylen Holmes. Baylen Holmes made a good stab securing that baseball. Here comes the pitch. Going to put a bunt down. Evan Deanhart, third base. He's going to beat it out. It's going to be an infield hit. Evan Deanhart gets at third base. Adrian Torres asked to field the baseball. He throws the first base. But I tell you what, he didn't even make the throw. So at first base, Evan Deanhart. At second base, Justin Brady. First batter in the lineup, up again. 0-1 Munn. Two outs on the field. He's going to fly one. It's skyward. It's a major league fly ball. It's going to end up a fair ball, but couldn't be caught. Bounced off, and they're going to try to get the out. Couldn't get the out to try to run Deanhart back to second base. Deanhart was pretty much close to third base. Adrian Torres couldn't glove it. Tyler Clemmy was trying to run down Evan Deanhart. He couldn't quite get to him. Wheels are good on both of those players. Two outs in the inning. Carter Johnson back in the left-handed batter's box. Runners on first and second base for the Knights. Pitch comes in. Strike called. No balls, one strike. Two outs. Top of the second inning. Knights are the home team on their home field. A doubleheader in the West Division. Inside and tight for a ball. Count goes 1-1. Wind blowing, it's whisking, driving kind of brisk. Going to blow some rain clouds this direction tomorrow. Working from the stretch. Pitch comes in, short off the glove. Catcher, Brylan Hedden. He makes a snap throw to first base. Pretty good arm right there on Hedden. Getting back safely. We'll hope he's okay. He's going to get up slowly. Evan Deanhart. He got there on a bunt single. They play on him right there. Deanhart wearing that mitt on his right hand. That sliding mitt. And they're getting ready to start up play. Here we go. Stepping back in. 25. Carter Johnson. Runners at first and second. Here's the pitch. Outside, they're going to try to steal third base. Not going to get it done if he held the baseball. He did hold it. But the slide went right into Torres. Torres going to grimace on that right wrist. That throw came in right where Torres wanted it. He just had to lay the ball there, and an out recorded. Justin Brady. So they're going to check on him. Probably Steel Spikes would be the guess on the diamond. That's one risk that you take. Steel Spikes, if you run into somebody in the outfield, it's not good. I've got a four stitches scar from baseball in high school. But anyway, battle on the diamond again, taking warm-up talks with Brent Robbins. Right-handed pitchers throwing back and forth with Jackson Kane doing the pitching. Bren Robbins. They're throwing the ball around. They check on Adrian Torres. He's okay. They bring him off the diamond. Check on him further. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales. Looking for that newer truck or sport utility vehicle? Visit us at Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales in Frankfurt, Indiana, or online at ftcsales.com or call 765-654-7777. We offer bank finance or easy, low-payment plan. Visit us at ftcsales.com today. Since 1999, for 23 years, your go-to dealer, Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales. They're open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 7, Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, they're open 9 to 4. They're located 1601 McKinley Avenue, Frankfurt, Indiana, 46041. That's Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales. Stepping into bat, bottom of the second inning. You see the left-handed batter. It's going to be number one, Dylan Musser. Dylan Musser playing the center field position. Working from the windup, 2 feet on the rubber, Bren Robbins. Pitch comes in, he's going to check the swing. They're going to say he did not go. Left-handed batter, umpire down the first baseline. Difficult to see. He calls safe. So one ball, no strikes. Second pitch comes in. Strike right across meridian. Count goes 1-1. Stepping back in, left-handed batter. Dylan Musser. Bren Robbins on the wind. Swing and a miss. Count goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Dylan Musser, after three ball games, a .300 average in 16 plate appearances, 10 official at-bats. Here comes a 1-2. Going to foul one back to the screen. I take that back. He missed it. Goes off the surface. Jackson Kane would have had a hard time dealing with that when he goes back to the screen. Dropped third strike on the full swing. Came up empty. But he's on first base now. That's Dylan Musser. Stepping into bat, third baseman, Adrian Torres. So Adrian Torres doing okay. He's back batting. Third baseman took that shot by the foot of Justin Brady. Got the out. One aboard, Benton Central. Bottom of the second inning. Ground ball foul left side, fielded by Coach Jarrett Hamill, and he shows off that left-handed throw back to the pitcher. It looks like he could still play the game. He's going to back up a little bit now with that dangerous right-handed batter's box bat from Adrian Torres. Here comes the pitch, 0-1 count, a step off the bat. Bren Robbins. Looking at first base, trying to keep him close. 0-1 count to Torres. Pickoff move. Going to get by the glove of Justin Brady. It was in the dirt. Hard hard move, hard throw to handle from the hand of Brent Robbins. Time out on the diamond. Jackson Kane jogging out to have some words with Brent Robbins. No balls, one strike. Adrian Torres playing third base in this ballgame. He played the complete game last game at the catcher's position. Step back in, right-handed batter. Runner at second base. Here comes a stretch and it's set. Pitch comes in. He's going to fly one. It's going to be shallow left field. Dive jumping. Actually, diving in, making a one-handed grab in left field. He sprawled out for it forward. That was Carter Johnson. Second out. Stepping into bat, number two, Ryan Foster. Check that. One out on the diamond. One out. Runner at second base. Stepping into bat, Ryan Foster. Pitch comes in, outside edge, called strike. Right-handed batter, playing left field, number two, Ryan Foster. That wind's picking up even a bit more. Gets outside, a ball. No balls, one strike. Looking at signals from the stretch, now the set, Brent Robbins. To Ryan Foster. Could be a line shot. Left field line, I should say, down the third baseline. Jets foul. That's a frozen rope off the bat of Ryan Foster. One ball, two strikes. One out. Bottom of the second inning. Denton Central, the home team. This would be their home game tomorrow. Rain forecasted. Going to be a pickoff move. Safe at second base. Count remains 1-2. One out. Getting back safely at second base. Peering in, looking at signals. Looking at second base, out of the stretch. Brent Robbins peers in. Now the set position, looks at second base. Pitch at the plate, and then the one hop the glove of Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane's successful block. Two balls, two strikes. One out. Two-run ball game. Knights score one in the first and one in the top of the second. We're in the top, the bottom of the second inning. And a pirouette right there at the mound, Brent Robbins, doesn't make the throw to second base. 2-2 count. Right-handed batter, Ryan Foster. He'll foul one right side against the screen. Two balls, two strikes. Steps back in. Number two, Ryan Foster. 5'10", 150. He has scored two runs this season in three ball games. Here's the pitch. We'll take a drive to left field. It's going to go float. And Carter Johnson calls for it and makes the catch. Two outs in the inning. Stepping in the back, we're going to see number five, Josh Schwartz. Josh Schwartz is the DH. He'll start as the DH in this ball game. Step in right now. Right-handed batter. Runner at second base. Pickoff move. Shot at it right there to Evan Dehart. Dehart makes an athletic play. The ball was pretty high above second base. Dehart went up and got it. Stepping back in the rubber. Josh Schwartz looking for the first pitch to himself. Pitch comes in. He's going to foul one straight back overhead. No balls, one strike. Right-handed batter for Benton Central. Number 5, Josh Schwartz. Step in. Runner at second base. 2 outs. Here comes the 0-1 pitch from Robbins. Pickoff move. Timing play. Getting back safely. Evan Dinghart, Brent Robbins. Working up the method. No balls, 1 strike. Josh Schwartz takes the pitch right down Meridian, inside, edge. Down goes 0-2. Peering in out of the stretch, looking at signals. Jackson Kane, now the set, checks second base. Swing and a miss, drop third strike. Jackson Kane finds the baseball on the ground, throws the first base. Justin Brady couldn't handle it. He's safe at first. And a run comes in to score from third base, Dylan Musser. The 2-1 ball game. Bottom of the second inning. 2 outs. Runner at first base now. That's Josh Schwartz at first, stepping in. The one hitter for Benton Central, Tyler Clemmie. Left-handed batter. Right-handed pitcher. Pitch comes in, hits the ball high. Looking for that hand-over-fist strike zone. That was just above the zone. Count goes 1-0. Peering in, looking at singles. Brent Robbins. Outside of ball. Looking for that outside edge. Count goes 2-0. Tyler Clemmie batting. 455 average in 3 ball games, as mentioned. This is game 5. Strike, outside edge called. The throw is frozen rope to second base. And they'll get him. Josh Schwartz trying to avoid the tag, never got the slide in. And Evan Dinghart put the tag on him. At the end of 2 innings, the 2-1 ball game. Central Catholic in front as that wind whistles through the trees. I say, what is it? The chilly night. We'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts. They have CarQuest Auto Parts, 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. They're at the south edge of Cicero, right there along State Road 32. Check that, State Road 19. There we go, Cicero Town Plaza. Team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero, they are there to ensure you get the right parts the first time. Reach them by phone at 317-984-4931. Again, that number is 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve at Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. Henry step in, going to bat in the top of the third inning. 3-1 ball game here at Gordon Lemming Field. West Division matchup. Second game of 2. Going to throw one down right there. A nice throw by Brylan Hedden. Stepping in for the Knights. Left-handed batter, 25, Carter Johnson. He's been quite active in left field this ballgame. Working from the windup, 1 foot on, 1 foot off, Justin Tucker. Pitch comes in low, short off the glove. Ball 1. 1 ball, no strikes. Top of the third inning, T.J. Bell on deck. Looking at, here comes the wind and delivery. Going to be hit by pitch. Carter Johnson going to jog down to first base. Stepping into bat, going to be number 16, the DH, TJ Bell. Right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher, Justin Tucker. You see that bevel stance right there towards first base. Pickoff move. Back safety, Carter Johnson. Stepping back in, right-handed batter, TJ Bell. Hit some frozen ropes in game one here today. Working from the stretch, Tucker. The short off the glove of Brylan Hedden. To get by him, taking second base on the misplayed baseball. Might have been a wild pitch. Carter Johnson at second base. 16, TJ Bell, right-handed batter's box. Looking at signals, Justin Tucker from the set. Pitch comes in, short off the glove, going to get by the catcher, Brylan Hedden, taking third base on the loose baseball. It's Carter Johnson. TJ Bell, junior class member. 5'11", 210. Pretty stocky young man. He can swing a quick bat. Short hops the glove once again to Hedden. Justin Tucker pitching delicately to TJ Bell. Runner at third base, Carter Johnson. Nobody out. Top of the third inning. Outside edge, called strike. Count goes 3-1. Strike zone was open on that pitch. You step back in. 16, TJ Bell. Comes the pitch from Justin Tucker. Outside can be a ball. Going to get by the catcher coming in to score from third base. It's 25, Carter Johnson. Ball 4, TJ Bell ends up at first base. TJ Bell going to run for himself. Tyler Fox looking at signals. He'll step in. Tyler Fox had a dangerous bat in that first game. Line drive rope to left center for a double. He'll take a half cut there. One to hold it up. Check swing couldn't hold it. Strike one. O-1 count. Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox playing center field in this ballgame. Pitch comes in, right down Meridian, knee high, strike called. Count goes 0-2. Nobody out. Top of the third inning. Working from the stretch. The throw over to first base, nonchalant. Trying to keep TJ Bell around the bag. Working from the stretch, looking at signals. Now the set. Swing and a miss. Tyler Fox. Going to drop third and no go because first base was occupied at the time of the pitch. Step to bat for the Knights, 33, Bryn Robbins. Right-handed batter. He'll step in with TJ Bell at second base. One out. Top of the third inning. Breaking pitch comes in. Outside of ball. TJ Bell, 33. After three ball games, he's played in three, 333 average. Doing the pitching in this contest. Pitch comes in. Fastball outside of ball. Two balls, no strikes. Still a beveled stretch right there for Justin Tucker. Nobody on first. Runner at second base. Inside and low for ball 3. right-handed swinger. That's number 33, Bren Robbins, doing the batting. Healthy cut, swing and a miss. 3-0 had the green light. Count goes 3-1. Maybe he didn't have the green light. Count 3-1 now. He'll take a shot and go back out of play. Count goes 3-2. Three, two count. TJ Bell running for himself. He's at second base. High for ball four. Bren Robbins jogs down to first base. Two aboard for the Knights. Timeout on the diamond. Coach Jared Hamill going to walk out, have a discussion. You have the pitchers, ma'am. So, good ball game in the works. Top of the third inning. Knights have scored one run in each inning. They're still batting right now in the top of the third with one out. Little conversation happening right there. And we'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Sign Production. A business with a good sign is a sign of good business. Computer-generated, painted, and sandblasted signs. Billboard advertising, large format signage, vehicle graphics, and lettering, banners and window lettering. At Sign Production, you can reach them at 984-3765, area code 317-984-3765. Stepping in the bat for the Knights, Jackson Kane. First pitch, outside edge, called strike. Runners at first and second to base. Here comes a 0-1 pitch to Jackson Kane. He'll pop one up on the infield. Infield fly rule in effect. They'll catch it by the shortstop, Tyler Clemming. Two outs. Doing the base running at first base for the Knights, number 17, Gavin Butel. 5'9", 130. He'll run the bases for Central Catholic. Two outs, top of the third inning. One run in for the Knights. Runner at first and second base. Pitch comes in. Justin Brady goes right back up the middle. Through the infield, going to be fielded by the center fielder, Dylan Mutcher. He shows off a strong arm, throws it to the plate, just wide right. Coming in to score is T.J. Bell. Two runs here in the top of the third inning. And Justin Brady takes second base on the throw to the plate. Stepping into bat, Caden Minnick. Working from the windup. Going to pop one up on the infield. Going to be called for by Clemmy. And he'll make the catch. Tyler Clemmy had to follow that ball in the black sky. Top of the third inning. The Knights come up with two runs. They left two on base. Four runs on the scoreboard. It's a 4-1 ball game. Benton Central going to bat in the bottom of the third inning. We do thank you for listening. Put Me in Sports, happy to be here. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Larson and Sons Target Sports. They're located at 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana, 46069. You can reach them by phone, 317-758-5886. Again, that number is 317-758-5886. New and used certified gun sales. They buy, they sell, they trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome here at Target Sports. You can reach them on the Facebook at Larson and Sons Target Sports. You can ask about a local gun range for safe practice shooting at Target Sports in Sheridan. So they're throwing a ball around the infield. We're going to call out second base. Jackson King is going to toss one down. Frozen Ropes to second base. Fielded by Genhart. They'll toss it around the infield. They'll put it back in the gloves of Bryn Robbins. The wind picking up even more. Going right to left across the diamond. I'm glad we got tape to put these papers down. That's a good thing. But I'm stepping into that. Tyler Fleming. Where's number four? Playing the shortstop position. Both feet on the rubber. Here comes the first pitch to Clemmie. The swing full. Go ground ball halfway down the first baseline. High throw from Bryn Robbins. Going to bring Justin Brady off the bag, and Clemmie going to be safe. So one aboard, first batter. They're in the bottom of the third inning for Benton Central. Signals given. Third base coach, Coach Hamill, right-handed batter, steps in. Jesse Stout. First pitch, outside edge, knee-high, called strike. No balls, one strike. Runner at first base for the Bison. Breaking pitch, swung on, ground ball up the middle. Evan Genhart flips it to second. They'll go back to first. They'll get the double play. They go 6-4-3. And they thought there might be three outs. At least one of them did. They're just excited. That's a good play. Two outs in the inning. Stepping in, right-handed batter, Justin Tucker. Where's number 11? Justin Tucker, pitcher in this ball game. Number 11, batting 636 after three games. First pitch comes in low and outside for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Two outs, bottom of the third inning. Pitch comes in a bit inside. Ball two. Bryn Robbins back to the rubber. Bryn Robbins 1-0 on the season. Started this game with six innings under his belt. Fouled off at home plate. Fouled off by number 11, Justin Tucker. Count goes 2-1. Bryn Robbins entering the ballgame. 12 strikeouts, six of them looking. Fouled back to the screen. 2-2 count. Twos are wild on the scoreboard. Two outs. Top of the third inning, Benton Central, the home team. Inside tight, 3-2. That was pretty inside. Justin Tucker was looking to maybe get hit by pitch, make his way to first base. Count goes full, 3-2. Looking in, signals. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. Outside, ball four. Tucker going to jog down to first base. Going to be a runner aboard for Benton Central. So they're going to work that way. Justin Tucker, the pitcher of record. He's going to be relieved by a pinch runner. Going to be a courtesy runner, actually. Where's number 14, Casey Best? Casey Best, he batted last game. He's a junior, 5'7", 150. He scored three runs. He's got one hit on the season. Foul tip back to the helmet. of Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane took one off the face mask. He's okay. Home plate umpire going to basically bring that ball back and give Jackson some time to recoup. He's okay. 0-1. 2 outs in the inning. Going to step back in. Number 10, Brylan Hedden. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch right across the dish. Good breaking ball from Bren Robbins. He's totally locked up. Number 10, Brylan Hedden. Here's Ann looks at signals. Here comes his 0-2 pitch. Another curveball. Mimerex, and he strikes him out looking. So Hedden will go up back to the dugout. They'll leave one aboard. At the end of three innings. At the end of three, Knights in front, 4-1. Pretty good ball game in the works here. Pretty good couple of teams out of the West Division of the Hoosier Conference. Next game on the agenda, after this ball game, Benton Central will be at home. They'll go against the Rossville Hornets. That'll be this Friday night, the 15th of April, 5 p.m. start time, Rossville at Benton Central. Next game on the agenda for Central Catholic. Central Catholic going to have another two West Division matchups. Supposed to be on two separate days. It's going to start on Tuesday, the 19th. That's next Tuesday, 5:30 start time. Central Catholic Knights will be at West Lafayette to battle with the Red Devils. That'll be a 5:30 start. We hope you'll listen. Working from the windup, getting ready for the top of the fourth inning. We're going to have breaking pitch. Knights going to bat in the top of the fourth. On deck, first batter we'll see, 24, Evan Deanhart. Swinging that weighted bat, getting his arms ready to go, getting loose. He'll throw one down, second base. Brylan Hedden, pretty good arm as the catcher in this ball game. Adrian Torres in at the catcher position in game one. So right-handed batter, Evan Deanhart, is going to step in. The first batter in the top of the fourth. Windy evening, windy night here on the diamond. Almost 9 p.m. Outside edge, called strike. No balls, one strike. Here's the second pitch. Short hops the glove for a ball. Good glove right there, Brylan Hedden. Home plate umpire kind of shielding himself. Rightfully so. Good catcher in front of him. Outside edge, swinging a miss. Count goes one ball, two strikes. Peering in, looking at singles. Justin Tucker. Outside of ball. Trying to set up Evan Deanhart. Nothing doing from Deanhart. Count goes 2-2. Short off the glove. Heading to be a right side. You'll get a new baseball. Count goes full. 3-2. Nobody out. First batter for the Knights. Top of the fourth. 4-1 ball game. Strike three. And set him down, looking. There's one out. He's going to bring the ball back to the umpire. Owen Munn going to step in. The one hitter for Central Catholic. Where's number 12? Right-handed batter. He steps in. He entered the ball game last game at a 438 average. Line drive rope on the infield, going to be on the ground, going to get by Clemmy at shortstop. He dives to his right, couldn't come up with it. Owen Munn stacking up those base hits. Step in for the Knights, number 25, Carter Johnson. Left-handed batter. Owen Munn at first base. Pretty good lead he gets. He's a quick young man. Pickoff move. Let's see. He barely got back that time. Might have had a difficult push-off foot with the right foot. He got back safely. Owen Munn. Let's see if he gets the same lead. He got about the same lead again. Justin Tucker out of the stretch. Now the set. Pitch comes in. Outside edge. Called strike. Carter Johnson will step back in. 0-1 count. One out. Top of the fourth inning. Looking at first base, out of stretch, now the set for Tucker. Pitch comes in, too tight, ball. Stealing second base is Owen Munn. Count 1-1. One out. Top of the fourth inning, runner at second base for the Knights, Owen Munn. Left-handed batter's box, Carter Johnson. From the set position, Justin Tucker looks at second. Pitch comes in. Outside of ball. Count goes 2-1. Carter Johnson had to check his swing. They appeal to C position umpire. That's the umpire left of second base in the grass. He says no go. 2-1 count, one out, Carter Johnson. He'll take a drive. It'll float up. It's going to be caught in the dirt of the infield by third baseman Adrian Torres for the second out here in the top of the fourth.
Number 15, T.J. Bell.
T.J. Bell going to step in. Right-handed batter. Number 16, T.J. Bell. Pretty aggressive hitter. He has walked in this ballgame. Peering in. Signals now the set position. I think a line drive on the ground. Hard grounder right there fielded by Clemmy to throw across the diamond, get the put out with Baylen Holmes. So the Knights are retired. No runs, no hits. One runner left on base. We'll go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Knights in front, 4-1. Working right there on the diamond. Ball game in play right here. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Century 21 Real Estate. Lisa Stokes Fair. Enthusiasm, experience, and knowledgeable. Lisa Stokes Fair, she's a real estate agent and a real estate broker. Lisa listens. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21 Sheets Company, serving Hamilton, Tipton, and Madison counties since 1997. Call Lisa. She'll help you with Tippecanoe County and Benton County. And she specializes in residential and corporate relocations. Contact Lisa by phone or by text message at 317-513-4086. Again, that's 317-513-4086. It's Lisa Stokes Bear, a passion to prove her professionalism. Let Lisa surpass your expectations. They throw one down, put it around the circle right there. They bring it to the pitcher's man, put it in the glove of Bren Robbins. Stepping into bat, we're going to see first batter for Ben Central. It's going to be number 18, Baylen Holmes. Baylen Holmes playing the first base position in this ballgame. Baylen Holmes working on that average. He's 6 foot, 195. He scored a run. He has two hits. He's got an RBI on the season. He'll pop one right side. Going to back up. The right fielder, Caden Minnick, makes the catch. So we're going to see number one, Dylan Messer. Messer playing the center field position in this ball game. He's going to step in, left-handed batter. Dylan Messer, Brent Robbins, first pitch. Swung on, he'll foul it back to the screen. No balls, one strike. Dylan Messer. After three games, he had an even 300 average. He's a sophomore, 5'10", 155. Second pitch, he'll ground ball foul behind home plate. No balls, two strikes. Messer on the season, in three ball games, he has scored six runs, three hits. He's been walked five times. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Ground ball, same location, right around the plate, ends up back by the screen. Dylan Messer, left-handed batter, to step back in once again with the 0-2 count. Brent Robbins pitching for the Knights. It's going to foul one left side, going to float out of play. Infield giving it a chase and hit the top of the third base dugout. Ball replenishment right there, home plate umpire. Going to get another one from the Knights side of the field. And going to step back in. Another 0-2 pitch on the way from Brent Robbins to Dylan Messer. Great backdoor curveball locks up Messer. No swing. He'll go down looking. Two outs in the inning. Third baseman Adrian Torres is going to bat. He wears number 16. Torres entered the first game today with a 231 average. He's 5'10", 190. He scored twice. He's got three hits after three games. Two RBI. He'll take a drive to left center field. Trying to get the gap. He got it. It's going to be fielded before he gets to the warning track. Throw comes in. Adrian Torres, a stand-up double. Torres, a good stroke on that. Got a sweet spot on that aluminum bat. He's going to give the apparatus to coach right there. Jog back. He'll run the bases. Torres at second base. Two outs. Stepping into bat. Number two, Ryan Foster. Foster playing the left field position in this ball game. Breaking pitch inside a ball. One ball, no strikes. A brisk night, but it has been colder, but it's not too bad right now. It's not football weather, it's baseball weather. Pitch comes in outside edge, strike called. One ball, one strike. Two outs. Bottom of the fourth inning. Benton Central, the home team. Swung on, fouled it back to the screen. This game is played tomorrow. Benton Central would be the home team. So they are home team in game two here this evening. Count goes 1-2. Breaking pitch inside for a ball. Count goes 2-2. Peering in, looking at signals out of stretch. Brent Robbins on the pitcher's mound for the Knights. A step off the back. Pretty long set right there. Number two, Ryan Foster, was content without calling timeout himself. 2-2, two outs. Set position, Robbins. Pitch comes in, ground ball. Third base, Billy Owens. He'll throw to first base. One hop and a good play at first base. Justin Brady gets the put out. No runs, one hit. Nobody left on base. Shit, that. One left on base. And the Knights getting ready to bat in the top of the fifth inning. So they'll take the field. Denton Central. They'll take some tosses right there for the pitcher's mound. And they're getting ready for the fifth inning here at Central Catholic High School. Gordon Lemming Field. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales. Are you looking for that newer truck or sport utility vehicle? Visit us at Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales in Frankfurt, Indiana, or online at ftcsales.com, or call 765-654-7777. We offer bank finance or easy low payment plan. Visit us at ftcsales.com. Since 1999, for 23 years, your go-to dealer, Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales, open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 7, Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 4. They're located at 1601 McKinley Avenue, Frankfurt, Indiana, 46041. Stepping into bat, top of the fifth. For the Knights, number 14, Tyler Fox. Still working on the pitches now, Justin Tucker. Pitch comes in, short hops the glove, Brylan Hedden. Tyler Fox steps back in, right-handed batter. Swinging a pretty electric bat today. Pitch comes in low for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. 4-1 ball game. Knights in front. Pitch comes in low for a ball. Count goes 3-0. Tyler Fox, right-handed batter, facing the right-handed Justin Tucker. Pitch comes in. Just missed, evidently. Count goes ball four. Justin Tucker a bit inquisitive. So stepping into bat, Bren Robbins batting. Runner at first base. Pickoff move, safe, back at first. Tyler Fox at first base for the Knights. Right-handed batter, Bren Robbins. Pitch comes in, short off the glove, going to get back to the screen. Trying to make the stop there, Brylan Hedden. Might go in the book as a wild pitch. Taking second base on the mixed race baseball as a wild pitch, Bren Robbins. Now at second base. I take that back. Tyler Fox at second base. Bren Robbins batting. Gonna try to put a bunt down. Gonna take a swing at it from the bunt position. Count goes 1-1. Working from the stretch. Justin Tucker from the set position. Pitch comes in, short off the glove once again of Brylan Hedden. Good stop. Get that one in front of him. Good block by Hedden. Count goes 2-1. Tyler Fox, second base, nobody out. Top of the fifth inning, 4-1 ball game. Central Catholic in front. Short off the glove again. Good block stop right there by Hedden. Coach Bordenay going to have a few words with Bren Robbins.
Again, I would ask, if any fans find a set of car keys,
three balls, one strike.
along the first base line behind the dugout and down the line.
3-1 count conversation there. Halfway down the third base line. Coach Bordenay conversing with Bryn Robbins. Runner at second base. Meeting breaks up. Tyler Fox at second base. Nobody out. 3-1 count. Working from the stretch. Justin Tucker. Ball's in play. You square the bunt. Squaring early. Pulls the bat back. Ball 4. So Bryn Robbins at first base. Tyler Fox at second base. The batter is going to be Jackson Kane after the timeout by Coach Hamill. He's going to walk out, have conversation with his infield. They're going to work right there. And as mentioned in game one, REO Speedwagon, Styx, and Loverboy are going to be at Ruoff Music Center in Noblesville, Indiana. It's going to happen on June the 10th. June 10th, you can see Kevin Cronin of REO Speedwagon, Tommy Shaw of Styx, and you can be working for the weekend as you listen to Loverboy, and that ought to be a good concert indeed. And coming right up on May the 5th, Journey and Toto going to be at Gainbridge Fieldhouse. You can watch that show underneath a roof at Gainbridge Fieldhouse on May 5th. Journey and Toto. So they're warming up a new pitcher right now. Working another right-handed hurler. He's getting some warm-up tosses with his infield buddies right behind him. And he'll work from right there. Next batter in the lineup for Central Catholic is Jackson Kane. Runners on board for the Knights. First and second base. Finishing up his warm-up tosses, he's hitting the strike zone pretty well. Pretty good velocity. So, pitching change here on the diamond. Top of the fifth inning. Nobody out, two aboard for the Knights. Tyler Fox at second base. And in to do the pitching. The shortstop moves over to the pitcher's mound. That's Tyler Clemmie. Where's number 4? He's got 6 2/3 innings entering the ballgame. He's allowed 5 hits, 7 runs, 6 of those earned runs, 7 base on balls, and he struck out 8. Peering in, looking at signals. Right-handed pitcher. Now the set position. Squaring the bunt late. 3, Jackson Kane. He's going to try to get a hit out of this. He won't do it. But he'll move the runners. Mission accomplished with Jackson Kane. He was scooting up that line. He squared the bunt late. Almost got a base hit. So stepping in the bat, it'll be number 32 for the Knights, Justin Brady. Justin Brady, last time up, he singled, took second base on the throw. Step in now, left-handed batter. Runners at second and third base for the Knights. He'll swing on. It'll go out of play. Left side. Count goes 0-1. So we'll step back in. 32, Justin Brady. Plays a good first base position. Here comes a set position from Clemmie. And Justin Brady fouls another one back, out of play. 0-2, the count to Justin Brady, left-handed batter, facing the righty pitcher. Moved over from shortstop, Tyler Clemmie. Pitch comes in a bit high. 1-2. Look for signal. None given. 1 out. Top of the 5th. 2 runners on. 2nd and 3rd. A swing on. They get a base hit. Right there in the hole between 2nd and 1st base through the infield. a score one. Coming in, the score standing up. Thought it was going to be close, but Brent Robbins right there scores the run. Knights come up with two on the base hit to right field. Justin Brady swinging a good bat today. Stepping in the bat, Caden Minnick. Caden Minnick wears number 20, looking for signals, none given. He'll step in. Runner aboard first base is Justin Brady. Pitch comes in, takes it for a strike. Count goes 0-1. Steps back in. Left-handed batter, Caden Minnick. Started the first game and pitched in the first game. Inside a ball. One ball, one strike. One out, top of the fifth inning. Two runs in for the Knights. 6-1 ball game. Working from the stretch, now the set. High for ball two. Two balls, one strike. Caden Minnick. Caden Minnick, sophomore athlete. Working from the stretch, now the set. Pitch comes in, taken for a strike. Caden Minnick, count goes 2-2. Stretch position, Tyler Clemming. Checks first base down the stretch. Now the set. It's a 2-2. He's going to pop one foul. It's going to float out of play left side. He goes the other way with it. He likes to hit opposite field. He's got a quick bat. 2-2 count. One out. Baseball replenishment. 2-2 count. One out. Top of the fifth inning. Two runs in. Runner at first base, Justin Brady. Steps back in, Caden Minnick. Working from the set. Here comes the pitch. Inside, short off the glove of Hedden. Going to take second base on the misplayed baseball. 32, Justin Brady at second base. Looking at signals, Tyler Clemmy. Pretty strong arm. Clemmy, going to be a line drive on the ground, up the middle ground ball. High throw to first base. Caden Minnick safe. Run comes in to score. That's Justin Brady. And Caden Minnick goes to second base on the overthrow. Timeout on the diamond. Coach Jarrett Hamill going to walk out. Talk with his pitcher, Tyler Clemmy. Tyler Clemmy plays a marvelous shortstop position. He's quite versatile. Coach is going to ask for the baseball. He's going to hand it to another gentleman. I believe so. He's giving it a rub down. We'll see what happens. Infield meeting right there near the rubber. Top of the fifth inning, three runs in here in the fifth for the Knights. Clemmy jogs off the diamond. Let's see if he's going to maybe change a glove. I'm not sure. But talk right there at the pitcher's mound. 7-1 ball game in the works right here at Central Catholic High School. This game not going to happen tomorrow. They're fearful of a heavy rain. So they played two games today, both slated for seven innings. Knights were the home team game one. Benton Central now the home team game two. They're warming up a lefty pitcher for Benton Central. And yes, it is number one. That's Dylan Musser. Dylan Musser played center field. He moves in from center field. I believe taking his place in center field, one of them may be Tyler Clemmy back at the shortstop position. Seeing Adrian Torres still at third base. Justin Tucker is the shortstop. He started the ball game as the pitcher for Benton Central. They're going to go back to their respective positions as number one, Dylan Musser, finishes up his warm-up tosses. So they're going to loosen up the arm there at shortstop, number 11, Justin Tucker. And he's ready to go. He'll wipe his cleats off right there behind the rubber. Next batter for the night is going to be number 24, Evan Dehart. Dehart's going to step in with one out and one runner aboard at second base. Caden Minnick, the base runner at second. Thought about a bunt, pulled the bat back, ball one, Evan Dehart. Coach Bordenay playing a little bit of small ball here in the fifth inning, in part of the fourth. Comes a set position. Inside lobe, a ball. They'll snap throw to second base. Minnick gets back safely. Minnick living in dangerous territory there. Snap throw back to second base from Hedden, the catcher. Hedden's got a great arm. Peering in, looking at signals. It's Dylan Musser. Squares the bunt again, pulls the bat back, ball two. Evan Dehart steps back in, right-handed batter. Runner aboard second base is Caden Minnick. Dehart lets it go by, strike called. Count goes 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Musser, set position. Pitch comes in low for ball four. Short off the glove of Brylan Hedden. Evan Dehart at first base. Runners at first and second base for the Knights. He's going to step into that. He's going to be the one hitter for Central Catholic. That's Owen Munn. Owen Munn got himself aboard last time at bat. Base hit. Swing on. He'll foul one right side out of play. Right-handed batter, Owen Munn. Where's number 12? A year ago, pretty much assumed the running capabilities. He'd pinch run, he'd courtesy run. He scored a lot of runs as a runner. Foul back out of play, right side. Count goes 0-2. Dylan Musser, the pitcher of record. Third pitcher used in this contest. Peers in, looks at signals. Pitch comes in, ground ball through the hole. Third base and shortstop. They come around, try to score from second base, and does. It's Caden Minnick. It'll be an RBI single. He'll take second base. Will Owen Munn, that was on the throw. They have runners on second and third base. Next batter in the lineup is going to be number 25, Carter Johnson. Four runs in here in the top of the fifth inning. 8-1 ball game, Central Catholic in front. Pitch comes in outside, short off the glove. Good play by Hedden. One ball, no strikes. Carter Johnson. Carter Johnson, after four games, batting .250, I believe he's upped that average a bit this game and last game. Ground ball, hit a ground ball, first base. It'll be gloved by first baseman Brylan Holmes. But coming in to score from third base is number 24, Evan Dehart. 9-1 ball game. Two outs. Knights have five runs here in the top of the fifth. Stepping into bat, number 16, TJ Bell. Runner at third base, 0-1 Munn. First pitch comes in high. One ball, no strikes. Top of the fifth in. Stretch out just a bit right there. TJ Bell steps back in. Pitch comes in, inside edge, called strike, knee high. Count goes one ball, one strike to TJ Bell. TJ Bell, a junior class member, 5'11", 210. Peering in, looking at signals, now out of the set, Dylan Musser. Ground ball, foul, just foul of first base. TJ Bell goes the other way with it. 0-1 Munn jogs back to third base. One ball, two strikes. TJ Bell batting. Top of the fifth with two out. Runner at third base for the Knights. The short hop the glove, going to get by Hedden. It's going to be a wild pitch. Hedden couldn't handle it. A difficult play to make. Jogging in from third base. 0-1 Munn. 10-1 ball game. Benton Central defensively right here in the top of the fifth has given up six runs. Working from the stretch. Now the set position. Musser delivers. Swung on, ground ball, first base. Fielded well. Good stop by Baylen Holmes. He'll get the put out unassisted. So the Knights come up with six in the top of the fifth. They go in front, 10-1. Benton Central going to bat here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. We thank you for listening. We thank our support sponsors. This game is in part being brought to you by Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales. Looking for that newer truck or sport utility vehicle? Visit us at Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales in Frankfurt, Indiana, or online at ftcsales.com, or call us at 765-654-7777. We offer bank finance or easy low payment plan. Visit us at ftcsales.com today. Since 1999, for 23 years, your go-to dealer, Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales, open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 7, Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 4. Located at 1601 McKinley Avenue, Frankfurt, Indiana, 46041. That's Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales. So they're working on a diamond right here, getting warmed up. Left-handed pitcher entering the ballgame for the Knights. Jackson Kane back behind the dish doing the warm-up. Going to the bottom of the fifth inning. Throwing the ball around the infield. I believe we've got Carter Johnson out there. Yes, Carter Johnson in the ballgame doing the pitching duties here in the bottom of the fifth. Carter Johnson, number 25, steps in, gets his first activity from the pitching mound this season. The throw one down, Jackson Kane, frozen rope to the glove of Evan Deanhart. Stepping into bat, we're going to see number 5. He's the designated hitter in this ballgame. That's Josh Schwartz. Josh Schwartz doing the batting. Playing defensively for him. Working there in right field, Caleb Kavalowski. Right-handed batter, Josh Schwartz, stepping in to bat in the top of the fifth. after three games, batting .333. This is game five. To swing on, he'll foul one back out of play. Strike one. No balls, one strike, steps back in. Number five, Josh Schwartz. Swing on, he'll foul one down the right field line. Just barely, they'll let it go. Josh Schwartz going to step back in, 0-2 count. Carter Johnson, left-handed hurler on the pitcher's mound. Breaking pitch, gloved it, Jackson Kane. He'll go down swinging. One out, bottom of the fifth inning. Carter Johnson going to face the one-hitter, Tyler Clemmie. Tyler Clemmie, now the pitcher of record for Benton Central. I take that back. First pitch comes in. Strike called. Count goes 0-1 to Clemmie. Breaking pitch, finish low. Ball one. One ball, one strike. One out. Infield, back on the dirt, back on the grass, I should say. Inside pitch. Get the rib section. He's okay. It's number four, Tyler Clemmie. Chalk down. He's on first base now. Stepping into bat, the two-hitter, Jesse Stout. For the Bison. Working from the stretch, Carter Johnson. Swing and a miss. Came up empty. Pretty strong stroke right there by number three, Jesse Stout. Jesse Stout, after three games, batting .455 from home plate. 6-2, 170. Backdoor curveball. Slow-moving backdoor curveball for a strike. No balls, two strikes. One out. Bottom of the fifth inning. Bison batting as the home team. Going to throw one down. Jackson Kane going to sky it upward. It's going to go into center field. He reached back, tried to get that extra because he knew that guy was stealing and he was going to make it so it was safe at second base. Here's Tyler Clemmie. Here comes a 1-2 pitch from Carter Johnson. Short off the glove, gets it in front of him. Jackson Kane. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Runner at second base is Tyler Clemmie. Swung on, he'll rope one, he gets screen. Count goes 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Stout has scored 5 runs. 6 RBI. Backdoor curveball. Misses 3-2. Just 5 hits after 3 games. He's got 2 doubles. For the Bison. Outside of ball. So he'll jog down to first base. Tyler Clemmie at first. Excuse me. Yeah, Tyler Clemmie at second base. And Jesse Stout at first base. Stepping into bat, the three-hitter, Justin Tucker. Justin Tucker now playing the shortstop position. Started this game as the pitcher. High for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Two aboard, first and second base. One out. Swung on, ground ball, second base. They'll go 4-6-3, and they'll turn the double play. That was Owen Munn to Evan Dienhart. Across the diamond is Justin Brady. 3 outs. in the fifth inning. Knight's going to bat in the sixth inning. After five 10-1 contest, Knight's in front. Dude, thank you for listening. PutMeInSports.com. And we'll also remind you, this game is in part being brought to you by Larson and Sons Target Sports. At Target Sports at 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana, 46069. You can reach them by phone at 317-758-5886. Their number again is 317-758-5886. New and used certified gun sales. Buy, sell, trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome at Target Sports. You can visit them on Facebook at Larson A&D Sons Target Sports. That's Larson and Sons Target Sports. And you can ask them about a local gun range for safe practice shooting. It's Target Sports in Sheridan. They get warmed up as I was being corrected. Pitcher of record working in his second inning is number one, Dylan Musser. Knight's going to bat. First batter we'll see at the plate. Going to be number 14, Tyler Fox. They're going to throw one down. Brylan Hedden has handled the catching duties. Second game here for Benton Central. Pitch is fine. Pretty much a wild pitch. Umpire tosses him a baseball. They throw a strike down to second base. Tyler Fox is going to step in. Tyler Fox, a tall young man, 6'1", 165. He's going to step in now, right-handed batter. Top of the sixth inning, Central Catholic High School, 9:42 on the wristwatch, game two. Outside a ball. That rain's going to blow in tomorrow. Going to be basically unplayable, so they played two today. Pitch comes in, strike called. One ball, one strike. Tyler Fox swinging an electric bat. Here comes a pitch from Musser. Outside of ball. Two balls, one strike. Top of the sixth inning. On deck, Ben Mazur. Pitch comes in, short off the glove again. Hat blows off of the pitcher's head. Tyler Clemmy. Take that back. Dylan Musser. Wind's ripping. It's still going right to left across the diamond. Here comes the 3-1. Short off the glove, going to get by, heading. Tyler Fox jogs a little bit quicker to first base. Getting ready to bat, right-handed batter, number 27, Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur going to step in. Nobody out, top of the sixth inning. 10-1 ball game. Central Catholic in front. Time is still out on the diamond. Making notes on that miniature stenographer's pad the home plate umpire obtains. Here we go. Left-handed hurler, Dylan Musser from the set. Swung on, rope, base hit, Ben Mazur. A laser to the left field between short and third. Ben Mazur. Jackson Kane going to step up. Going to bat. They're going to run for Mazur. Keep him safe.
Three on in the game at first base, number 33, Bryn Robbins.
Set to run for Mazur is 33, Bryn Robbins. Set to bat is 3, Jackson Kane. Freshman athlete, Jackson Kane. Pitch comes in a bit high, ball 1. Peers in, looks for signals. Dylan Musser. Swing and a miss. Jackson Kane. Down goes 1-1. Knights with 7 hits thus far. Benton Central with 2. Foul back to the screen. Jackson Kane goes down the count 1-2. Step back in the rubber. That's Dylan Musser. Benton Central Bison. Swung on. Jackson Kane going to take it right side foul territory. First base area. He'll make the catch. That's Baylen Holmes making the catch for the out. We'll see Justin Brady back to the plate. Got himself aboard last time. Base hit. Took second on the overthrow. Steps in, left-handed batter, left-handed hurler. Runners at first and second for the Knights. Inside, tight for ball 1. 1-0, 1 out. Muscle delivery. Inside edge, strike called. Justin Brady, 1-1 count at the plate. 1 out. Knights batting in the top of the 6th as the visiting team. Foul tip at the plate. You go back to the screen. Count goes 1-2. Caden Minnick on deck. 1-2 count to Brady. Here's Musser's delivery. Gonna hit by pitch. Taking off double steal were the runners. Justin Brady gonna reach first base. Hit by pitch. Stepping in, left-handed batter, Caden Minnick. Bases loaded, 1 out. Working from the stretch, Dylan Musser. First pitch, a bit tall and away, ball 1. Dylan Musser, 5'10", 155, a sophomore athlete for the Bison. Swung on, fouled out of play. Caden Minnick. Only Caden Minnick could foul a ball off almost straight back and to the right, closer to first base area as a lefty. Swung on, he's going to foul one back to the screen. 1-2. 1 out. Knights batting in the top of the 6th inning. 10-1 ball game. Knights in front. Minnick takes the ball low. Count goes even at 2-2. 2-2, 1 out. Bases loaded. Caden Minnick at the plate. He'll be hit by a pitch. He ducks, gets the top of his helmet. Well invested, those helmets. So we're going to see Hudson Gutwein come to the plate. He's going to bat in the 9th spot, but prior to, there's going to be a situation. We're going to talk about this coach's timeout. Jared Hamill walks out, talks to his pitcher and infield. He's going to select another hurler, and I believe he already has. He's going to go change gloves. I believe he was first base. We'll double check here. So I believe coming into the ballgame, we're going to see number 18, Baylen Holmes. Baylen Holmes was playing the first base position. He jogged into the dugout. I'm going to change that first baseman's glove to a routine glove to pitch with. He's jogging out right now. He'll be handed the baseball from Coach Hamill, a pat on the back. One out, top of the sixth inning. Knights have bases loaded. Knights are in front, 11-1. Pretty brisk night. Kind of a not too cold of air, but it's blowing pretty good right to left across the field. Probably down the 40-degree, 45-degree mark. Wind chill maybe a little bit lower. But getting some warm-up tosses out there, number 18. That's Baylen Holmes, another sophomore pitcher. 6 foot, 195. Right-handed hurler. He's getting his warm-up tosses right now. As mentioned, both these teams. We'll mention the next game on the agenda for Benton Central will be this Friday. It'll be April 15th, 5 p.m. start. Rossville Hornets will visit Benton Central Bison. They'll go at it. And the Knights will take a little bit of a hiatus. They'll play next game. It'll be on Tuesday. That'll be April the 19th, a 5:30 start time. Central Catholic will travel across town. They'll do battle with West Lafayette Red Devils. And then they'll play them the day after, weather permitting, as another West Division matchup. They play one, and then the next day they play the second for a two-game set with each divisional member of the West Division. And towards the end of the season, they'll play the crossover game. The winner of the West of the five teams will play the winner of the East. And it'll scatter right down to 4 versus 4, 3 versus 3, and so on. Balls live, stepping into bat is Hudson Gutwein. Bases loaded, one out. First pitch high and away, ball one. Hudson Gutwein, right-handed batter. Steps back in. He's batting 500 entering the game earlier today. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Gutwein going to step back in. He's participated in, this is his fourth game. He's a freshman. 5'10", 150. Ground ball. Going to get a base hit through the hole. Third and shortstop. Gutwein. Going to bring a run in. He'll get himself an RBI. Jogging in from third base is Bren Robbins. So one out. Base is still loaded. Stepping into bat is going to be number 17, Gavin Boutel. Gavin Boutel, sophomore, 5'9", 130. Step into bat. He has scored a run this season. Ball comes in low for a ball. One ball, no strikes. One out. Top of the sixth inning. 12-1 ball game. Central Catholic in front. Outside edge. Called strike. Count goes 1-1. Right-handed batter, Gavin Boutel. Where's number 17? You know, line one over shortstop, going to get a base hit. Coming in to score is going to be two Knights. It's going to be Justin Brady. along with Caden Minnick. And a two RBI single off the bat of Gavin Buttell. So runners at first and second base. Stepping into bat. Left-handed batter, 25, Carter Johnson. Pitch jumps in high for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Peering in, looking at signals. Baylen Holmes. Short off the glove. Heading, stepping in front of him. Midfield towards the third baseline. Runners go, move up 90 feet. Two balls, no strikes, one out. Runners at second and third base for the Knights. Carter Johnson. Home plate umpire giving some time right there for Heading. Giving him a chance to shake off that short hop. Inside pitch, called strike. Two balls, one strike. Knights batting in the top half of the sixth inning. Johnson going to take a strike inside edge. Might just turn on one of those. Count goes 2-2. Here comes a 2-2 pitch. Snap throw, third base, back safely. It was close. Hudson Gutwein, living dangerously with the great arm of Brylan Heading. Three balls, two strikes, one out. Carter Johnson. High and away, scoreboard wasn't quite right. We'll double check here. Carter Johnson, left-handed batter's box. They're striking out. Two outs. Carter Johnson is the recipient of the second out. Stepping into bat. Going to see third base, and he's going to end the ball game, actually. Billy Owens. Short hops to glove, ball one. Good block by Heading. 1-0 count. Billy Owens stepping back in. He got a 500 average, 667 on base percentage. Swing and a miss. Took a little bit off of that one. A little bit out in front of it. One ball, one strike. Billy Owens, he scored four runs on the season. Step back in. Ball outside. 2-1 count. Billy Owens, senior class member, 6'190". Swing and a miss. He was loading up on that one. Came up empty. The count goes 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Top of the sixth. Knights with four runs in. It's a 14-1 ball game. Outside of ball. Count goes full at 3-2. Peering in, looking at signals. Baylen Holmes came over from first base. He'll pop one up. Skyward, he'll be called for by the left fielder and caught in left field, Ryan Foster. That's going to retire the side. Knights come up with four. to go out in front 14-1. Going to face Benton Central, the bottom half of the sixth inning. We are thankful this game is in part being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. She's a broker, Century 21 Sheets Company. That's barely into Marion County, right there at 96th Street, Indianapolis. We'll mention she is experienced. She is knowledgeable. That is Lisa Stokes Bear. Care, concern, making you, or I should say, helping you find the home that you are looking for. Lisa Stokes Bear. You can contact Lisa by phone or by text message, 317-513-4086. Again, her number is 317-513-4086. Lisa Stokes Bear, realtor, broker, Century 21. Getting warm-up tosses out there from the rubber. Once again, it's Carter Johnson for the Knights. And toss one down. Jackson King is going to shout out two. Toss this one down. Throw a frozen rope. Going to go one hop into the glove of Boutel. Gavin Boutel at second base. Meet behind the rubber right there. Put the ball in the glove as Carter Johnson. Stepping in the batter's box, we're going to see number 9, R.J. Martinez. R.J. Martinez, after two ball games, 375 average, 8 plane appearances, 8 official at-bats. No ground ball, first swing, third base side, going to be foul. Picked up just foul of the third base line. It was airborne, but it was foul ball. So no balls, one strike. We're going to step back in, R.J. Martinez. He's a junior athlete, 5'8", 175. He scored 3 runs. He got 3 hits on the season. He's got 1 RBI. He's going to foul this one right side out of play. Not a lot of fans still on hand. It's a chilly night. Tuesday night during the school week. Always fun waiting for Friday to show up. Let me drop third strike. Let's try to get him at first base. And he's going to make it safely to first base. That's number 9, R.J. Martinez. Ball was in the dirt. Jackson King had no chance catching that baseball. It was deflected right there around the feet of Kane and the umpire. By that time, number 9, R.J. Martinez, was pretty close to first base and made it safely. Ground ball in the infield. Going to be fielded by the shortstop. They'll throw to first base. They'll get the foot out. That was Hudson Gutwine fielding that baseball. He threw a strike across the diamond to Brady. Justin Brady gets the put out. There's one out. Bottom of the sixth inning. Runner at second base. Stepping in. Left-handed batter for Benton Central. Swing and a miss. At the plate is number 1, Dylan Musser. Dylan Messer's strong swing there. Came up empty. Count goes 0-1. Check second base. Here's the pitch. He's going to pop one foul territory behind home plate. It's going to float out of play just barely. Jackson Kane gives it a look. No balls, 2 strikes. He'll step back in. That wind picking up, lifting even a bit more. No balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. Carter Johnson looking for signals now from the set position. High for a ball. Count goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Bison at second base. Messer, batting. He's going to pop one up. It's going to be foul territory right behind the plate. And Jackson Kane makes the catch. Two outs. Bottom of the sixth inning. Adrian Torres going to step into bat. Runner at second, two outs. Torres batting. Right-handed batter. Torres, after three games, batting .231. That was with 15 appearances at the plate and 13 at-bats. First pitch comes in high and away for ball one. Torres, also a sophomore. Quite a few sophomores on this Benton Central squad. Second pitch comes in, fastball high for ball two. Torres, 5'10", 190. He scored two runs. He's got three hits, two RBI this season. Pitch comes in tight for ball three. Three balls, no strikes. Bottom of the sixth inning. There's a pitch for strike called outside edge. Had the plate wide open, did Torres. Here comes a three pitch from Carter Johnson. High for ball four. So Torres is going to jog down to first base. Two runners aboard. First and second base for the Bison. Stepping into bat, going to be Ryan Foster. Where's number two? He's going to fly ball right field. It's going to drop. One hop the glove of Minnick. Minnick makes the throw. Strong throw. Hits the cutoff in the infield right there with Justin Brady. So bases are now loaded for the Bison. Next batter we'll see going to be Casey Best. Where's number 14? After three games, he was batting 1,000. He was 1-for-1. He batted last game. He'll bat right now. Outside edge, strike called. Casey Best, a junior class member, 5'7", 150. Three RBIs, and that one hit. Swing and a miss, backdoor curveball. In there for a swing and a miss strike. Count goes 0-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. And that'll retire the side. Be a sixth inning ball game. Knights get the win. Final score, Central Catholic 14, Benton Central 1. We thank you for tuning in. And we'll mention once again, Benton Central will be in action this Friday. That'll be this Friday at 5 p.m. start time, Rossville and Benton Central. And Central Catholic Knights will have about 6 days off. They'll come back next Tuesday. They'll do battle with West Lafayette Red Devils. Central Catholic will travel to West Lafayette for a 5:30 start time. We thank you for tuning in. And no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let him go. Just keep the fire burning.